Wisconsin Eye is in Milwaukee. We're at the being redeveloped Pabst Brewing Complex. We're talking to Stacy Williams-Ung. She's an artist. And Stacy, you worked on the building, and we're going to look at the mural. This building is an old church dating from when?
19th century. I don't know the exact year.
And talk to us about the 23.
Oh, sure. So my initial job, of course, was to do the big mural, which we'll be talking about. And in the meantime, my client asked me, hey, I have another question about building painting. I said, sure. He said, can you paint a number on the building? I guess so, you know. But basically, they discovered in all this redevelopment that every building had a number because this was a compound. You know, in those days, the brewery workers lived on site. They had dormitories and so on, and this was a place of worship for them. And it was unceremoniously called building number 23.
And they worship for good beer, but go ahead, okay.
I guess so. So this was building 23, and they found evidence of the original 23, and you could just barely see it. He sent me a cell phone shot of it. I couldn't even see it in the cell phone shot. So once I got here in person, we were able to squint and make it out. So we watered down the paint and painted it on very thinly so that it appears to be the surviving 23. But really, it's been touched up.
So you worked on a building not only here but the mural that is dates from when?
I don't know.
Okay.
I apologize.
Now I went to your website. You do a lot of different things.
Sure.
Sure. You're into commercial art and you do your own art and.
Yeah.
So how does working on a building this old, what special challenges does it pose?
Well, let me clarify that the part of the building that has the mural on it is an extension to this building. So it's actually the cleanest, sweetest, flattest brick ever. I can't commiserate about the old crumbly brick because I was actually on a separate section of the building.
But this is the original. How
delicate
is this?
And this was it's probably very delicate. Actually, I kind of like painting on irregular surfaces. I'm a mural painter. I've been doing several murals in the last few years, and the brick serves as a grid mathematically, which helps you with perspective. But all of that irregularity also tricks the eye, and you can make a lot of mistakes that the eye can't pick up because it's your eye tells you, oh, it's just on crumbly brick, when actually sometimes it's the painter's mistake.
How many murals have you done in this area?
Oh, gosh. Four, I suppose, in this area. I think the one that people know me for is the leopard on Farwell Avenue, and there's a 60-foot-long leopard on Farwell on the east side that I did.
As an artist, what opportunity, when you're given a chance to paint a mural, what are you trying to convey to people?
Oh, that's a great question. I think murals, the reason I love murals so much is because there's an audience. And because there's no door or admission fee. It's not like a museum or a gallery. You know, everyone can enjoy it. It needs to appeal to everyone, little kids, older folks, everyone in between. And it needs to be understood at a glance. It needs to be something you can, there's the freeway that you can drive by on the freeway and understand, you know. No deep concepts in murals. Typically, it's a leopard, you know. Pabst beer. It just needs to be something really punchy. But it serves as a beautiful backdrop for the urban environment because it's not just a billboard or a wayfinding sign or all the other noise that our brains get accosted with all the time.
How long have you been an artist working in Milwaukee, and you've worked in which other cities?
I have lived in Milwaukee for 12 years, and I've been an artist as long as I've been here. I've been an artist since I was 4. But I have done murals in Sarasota, Florida, in Marietta, Georgia, in all sorts of different places.
How does Milwaukee art scene compare to some of these other?
Oh, I love the Milwaukee art scene.
Why?
I love how Milwaukee is big enough to be urban and gritty and have a personality as an urban place, but it's small enough that you can know all the artists. I feel like whenever I actually meet someone who's a practicing artist in Milwaukee and I don't know them already, it's like, how do we not know you yet? Because it's a small community and we all communicate with each other. It's not competitive. Whereas when I lived in Chicago, I didn't know anybody. I mean, it was very hard. It was unknowable. It was too big.
How has the Milwaukee art scene changed in the 12 years you've been here?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like there's more makers, and I feel like we're finally getting a market for those makers. You know, there's always been people making things here in Milwaukee as long as Milwaukee's been here, but it's been hard to get locals to want to buy other locals' work. Typically, the wealthier Milwaukeeans were buying Chicago artists, which is what we always complain about. Whether that's true or not.
Have you gotten broken of that habit?
I feel like they're breaking that habit. I think they're finally recognizing how awesome the Milwaukee artists
are. They're trainable, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did the mural for Pabst come about?
Well, I skate for the Brew City Bruisers, and one of my fellow skaters, Becky the Butcher, works for Pabst. She's got an executive position here, and she
Okay, what's your skating name? I've got to ask.
Tennessee Killams.
Tennessee Killams.
That's right, because I'm from Tennessee.
Okay. Okay, Tennessee Killams. I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
I interrupted you. You were... Tennessee
anyway.
Killams.
True story.
How often do you skate?
Like 3 times a week.
Are you really good?
No, but this Becky is, the Butcher is.
Okay, this is the over the knock-em-out.
No, elbows are illegal. You can't do elbows. Anyway, so she knew about my mural painting, and they needed someone to do an old-school mural on the side of the Pabst, and so I got the job.
So that mural, then you had to stay with the original Pabst design, correct? Okay, you couldn't really create and get all leopardy on
no,
it, right?
No, this was not a creativity job. This was a production job.
Okay, are those less challenging or more challenging because you're so creative?
I would say more challenging because I'm in charge of how my own artwork looks. And in this case, I need to please the client and I need to make everybody happy. And this is also a really beloved logo, mural.
Yes.
And so if you're painting something that people will buy t-shirts of because they love it so much, people will get it tattooed on themselves.
Do you have one?
Huh?
Do you have a Pabst t-shirt?
I need a Pabst t-shirt.
Yes, you do. Okay.
I need a Pabst t-shirt. So yeah, I don't, but that's my point, is it's the kind of brand that instills loyalty, so you can't mess it up.
And how big is that Pabst logo?
16 feet circle.
16 feet?
Yeah, it's a 16 foot circle.
And how long did it take you to do?
I think I was up there a week.
And you're up that high, does that bother you? Heights?
No, that wasn't high. That's only second story, that's not bad.
Okay, how many gallons of paint?
Hardly any, you would be surprised. It wouldn't even be measured in gallons. It's a very small amount of paint. I would say the whole thing was less than a gallon of paint.
Biggest challenge of that mural?
The circles.
Why? Explain that.
Okay. All right, Steve. Draw a perfect circle that's 16 feet wide.
Okay,
go.
I give up. I give up. Okay.
Right. There's no compass, right? Because even if you could come up with a large compass, you have to hold one end and then hold the other. Well, I mean, my wingspan doesn't do that for that radius. And so what we had to do, my teenage daughter actually helped me come up with a solution, is we bought a long, we bought a 10-foot long board at Home Depot. We bolted it into the wall at the center, and we used it like a giant clock arm, and we guided our pencil all the way around, and we made perfect circles. It worked great. Worked like a charm.
You have a very smart teenage daughter.
I do, actually.
And so it took how long?
A week.
A week.
About a gallon of paint.
You proud? 1 gallon?
Just about.
And you proud of it?
So proud of it. Yeah, so
Why?
Proud of it.
I mean, you see it and you go, I did that? What?
It's fun to be associated with something with that much history. You know, it's it wasn't just like Joe's Auto Shop. You know, this is an international brand, and I got to do this. And I get to see perfect strangers posting on social media, like, have you seen the new Pabst mural? It's so awesome. And I get to have the pride that I did that.
Do you get to put your initials on that logo?
I did, actually.
Where?
I'm not telling. You have to look for them.
Oh, this is a quiz?
That's right. They're hidden. They're hidden. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So what other commercial art, any other commercial art like that are you're going to be doing? Or just back to the studio turning out your other creative?
Yeah. We have a radio station here in Milwaukee called Radio Milwaukee 88.9, and they held a competition for mural art, and I won. Myself and one other
mural artist.
We're going to do 2 murals in the city of Milwaukee for 88.9 that promote community. And I'm going to do one.
And they're going to be put up where? Murals where?
Mine is going to be on the Penfield building, and I apologize, I don't know the address off the top of my head, but it's called the Penfield Children's Center.
And the themes of the 2 murals that you'll be doing next, can you tell?
Community and music and happiness.
Stacey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Beautiful
Thanks.
Work.
Thanks.
Thank you.